Caribe. Everybody, welcome back to your favorite podcast, Sin Vergüenza. I'm your host, Ale, and I'm joined alongside my co-host,
Mr. Anonymous.
And today is May 15th. And I hope that today is a wonderful fast day for you. I hope maybe surprise plans. Let's manifest some surprise plans. We're starting to go into the summer, at least where we live. So let's have some surprise plans pop into your life. Do you wish them something for this May? Now that it's not too hot? I hope y'all get some ice cream.
I hope y'all get a nice tan.
Okay, so today I was sitting outside in the sun and I turned red. And I didn't realize till I got back from lunch. So, guys, if you do go outside, wear some sunscreen because the sun is crazy this year because I'm a little brown girl. And, yeah, I'll get sunburned, but when I get sunburned, I just turn a darker shade of brown. Today, I turned red, and it hurt.
Really?
It really hurt. It went down, though. Like, when I went into the restroom after lunch and I seen my hands, they were really, really red, and it hurt. So, be careful, guys. Wear some sunscreen. Put a hat on, you construction boys. Take your sunscreen and maybe an ice cream.
Okay. Yeah. It's going to be melted by the time they get to the job site.
I mean, people got ice chests. They got hydros. Put your
ice cream in your hydro.
That's what I've done. I put ice in there and put some ice creams in there and they're good. So, yeah. Do you want to talk about our weekend week? Sorry, I had to cut you off. Just so you guys know, this episode is going to be really, really short because our week has been nuts and we're recording super late. So to make everything fit in, short episode. Sorry, continue.
This weekend I got to work on my car, so it's getting fixed. We went to the Light Festival, which was super, super nice. It was like, it was hectic, but at the same time, it was, like, nice, you know?
Guys, I was thinking whether or not I should post what really happened on TikTok or something. But you know what? We'll make it exclusive to our YouTube listeners. So if you're on YouTube, go ahead and we'll insert clips here. And we'll show the mayhem that was really the Light Festival. Or you know what? I'll tell you when we'll put the clips. We're not going to put it there. Give me a second. So do you want to explain everything or should I?
You can go ahead.
So basically, the Light Festival was we drive out to Mesquite. The tickets were like 100 and something for two of us, but we got it early. And basically, it's you guys go to this big old lot in Arizona. You sit there. I know I said Mesquite. It's a little past Mesquite into Arizona. You get there. You're supposed to bring your own chairs, food, water, snacks, whatever. Basically, like if you're going to a lake day. They have food trucks, but they still recommend you bring some snacks in case you don't want what's there. So basically, yeah, you sit there, you get comfy. They give you a lantern and a marker, and then you go ahead and design your lantern however you want. What was dumb is they tell people to do it like 10 minutes before, and it's already fucking dark as fuck outside.
Yeah, unless you're next to a tiki torch, like you ain't seeing your shit.
So, yeah, if you guys do ever plan on going to this, once you get there, start doing your lanterns, because if not, it's kind of dumb. So basically, yeah, and then they have tiki torches around the whole place. They also have porta potties just in case, and live music. So it's a little festival, I guess. So yeah, they light up the tiki torches right during sundown, and basically that's what you use to go ahead and light up your lantern. And then they give you a demonstration, and at the end they tell us 3, 2, 1, light them up, boys. So it was really fun until mayhem started.
I think like before even the mayhem started, it was like borderline mayhem, because once they showed us like the first tutorial,
theirs didn't even go up, guys. Theirs got stuck on the stage.
Yeah, theirs was gonna burn the stage down. Like,
ooh, so they told us that if you light up your lanterns before they tell you to, that the fire department might cancel the thing. So they said if anybody does it, boo them. And one person did it, and somebody said it was a kid. I'm not sure if it was a kid. Everybody there booed them. How many people do you think were there last night? I'm not good at eyeballing shit.
Probably over like 10,000 easily.
Shut the fuck up talking about 10,000. Easily. No way.
Easily.
No way. I think you're tripping. It was a couple hundred people. There's no way that was 10,000 people.
That was hella people.
I still don't think it was 10. Point is, guys, it was a shit ton of people. How big do you think the land was?
Probably like where we were at. Yeah. Probably like 4 or 5 acres.
Yeah, we filled up that whole spot, y'all. So it was pretty, it was a decent amount of people. And then some people didn't watch the tutorial. Well, I guess they watched it a little too into detail because theirs didn't make it up either. Because tell me why people were getting fucking headshotted with lanterns on fire, people's stuff on fire. At one point, I seen a little kid. I think I caught it on video, guys. It just smacked the fuck out of him and burned his mom's legs. Like, it was going crazy, guys. We were playing dodgeball with fucking lanterns on fire. Basically, you're supposed to let your lantern fill up with hot air so it can flow up. If you let it go too soon, it'll just fly down, or it'll go up and then go straight back down. So I have so many videos that I'll insert here. And you can literally just see everybody getting hit by these fucking lanterns. I dodged a couple of headshots. Did you feel like you got hit? I for sure dodged some to my head.
To be honest, I didn't feel like any of them were, like, going to hit me.
They burned our chair.
I felt, like, the heat of them when they passed by, like, behind me or something.
Right.
I'm sorry for laughing when you said the little kid got almost headshotted or got headshotted. It's just funny because, like, I seen people literally standing there.
So many.
And they were getting hit, like, 2 or 3 times. And it's like, don't you think it's, like, time to move from that spot?
No,
like,
seriously. People's freaking selfie sticks like got caught into it, their Ring cameras and stuff.
There was like,
or Ring lights.
I seen little kids trying to smack them back into the air, like, what are you trying to do? But the thing is, I also don't think it was their fault because of how much wind there was, because the wind was like kind of turning them sideways. So
it was kind of like, it was still really pretty, guys. Like, really, a lot was. Of people drew beautiful pictures. A lot of them sent message to their loved ones. I basically, on mine, that's what I did, put a message to them. I put things that I want to let go with a little list of stuff that I want to let go, and then things that I'm asking for. So I did that. We went ahead and traced our hands on mine, and then I drew little paw prints of all our animals and put the date on there. If we want to go ahead and share them, we'll share them right here. Do you want to let them know what yours was?
I basically drew what I want into my future, which is a house. I drew our 2 cars, our animals, like in a tree, and a ranger chasing his ball and shit. And then I wrote all our names, and then wrote everything that was basically like worth fighting for, which is our little family, you know. And then in the back of mine, I put sin vergüenza, with the money bag, just floating money. So
yeah, guys, that was really cute. But it was really, really pretty. It was really emotional. I felt really like warm inside. I felt like good energy. I felt the ruckus. I felt that it was just a lot of energy. I swear, like, if you guys were to just know how actually chaotic this shit is, it is nuts. I'm definitely down to go next year for the mayhem.
The crazy part is, like, you turn and look up, and it's, like, all cute and shit, and then you look down, and it's, like,
we're all dodging crazy shit. And shit. Like, everybody's like, watch out! Wow! But, yeah, it was very beautiful. So, yeah, basically, we worked on both of our cars, so both of them got into maintenance. So it's just been a crazy week, guys. So again, that's why we're gonna have a short, super fast episode, because I also just got off of work and it's Sunday, guys. So ain't that some fucking bullshit? All right, so let's go ahead and go into our first topic subject, segment. There you go. Let's go into our first segment, Uncontrolled Woman. With this segment, we go ahead and talk about the woman's anatomy. We talk about the body. We talk about our feelings. We talk about our hormones. We talk about all of it. And well, we're not just going to talk about it. We're going to learn about it. So if there's something that you don't understand about yourself as a woman in any form, period, this segment is for you. So, and men, there's also some things in here that can help you one day, either with a family member, with a partner. You never know. People and families get old. You might have to help somebody out. So, yeah, this is for everybody and anybody, whoever wants to listen, whoever thinks that this is going to go ahead and help them out later on. But today's topic is how to manage your period without your usual period products. Sometimes our period will catch us off guard. So if you do get caught off guard and don't have your I'm gonna say equipment, you know what I'm talking about, this is what you can go ahead and do. But then again, you can't always do it because it'll cause infections if you do it all the time. Maybe money's tight. Maybe you can't afford to buy your period products. Trust me, that shit's fucking expensive. I get it. So whenever there's an emergency, Dr. Maria Cornerio, sorry, she's going to go ahead and give us some tips and tricks so we can go ahead and see how we can fix our little issue we got here. So, number one, how to make your own pads. You could take advantage of an old clean t-shirt, specifically cotton, mostly because anything else will kind of like, you know, bug your vagina. So, go ahead and just use a t-shirt or any cotton material and, you know what to do with it. So it's the best material because it's a breathable fabric and it's natural. The synthetic fibers such as polyester and lace, that'll go ahead and irritate your skin and, you know, your hoo-ha. So that can also cause you infection. So make sure you're watching what type of fabrics you put down there. A homemade pad, it says here that it can be changed every 4 to 8 hours. But then again, that also depends on your amount that you're bleeding. So you could go ahead and just wash it with hot water and soap. Unscented soap, to be exact, because you are going to put it back down there. There might be some stains afterwards, but yeah, that's pretty much just, that's going to happen because all the chemicals that we actually have in our vagina. Hydrogen peroxide is an ideal cleaning solution. So there you go, guys. If you have blood on your shirt or on your panties, hydrogen peroxide. That's good to know. Don't use any harsh chemicals like bleach because that'll go ahead and it'll bug your coochie. If you have a sewing kit and a towel, you can go ahead and make yourself a little something out of that. There's a link right here. If I can, I'll go ahead and put it in the somewhere in the bio. You could also use a menstrual cup because you can keep reusing it. And so that means that there's like less leaks. Yeah. It's less prone to leak. That's what I'm trying to say. So yeah, if you guys don't want to keep spending money on buying period products, you can just invest in a menstrual cycle cup and keep reusing it. Some things to avoid is using tissues or paper towels, just because it can irritate you. It's all these things, they're not bad to use, but you have to get your period products because using them so much can cause issues. All right, so I know we said that these are DIY period products, but do avoid DIY tampons because, honey, just don't stick anything up there if it's not meant to be up there. I know we're trying to get crafty right now, but just don't. Items that aren't designed to be pushed up in there, that's going to increase your chances of infection. And again, this is all from Dr. What's her name again? Sorry. Well, this is Dr. Jennifer, and there's another doctor, Dr. Marina. Let's see what else. And then if you want to know how to manage your period pain without medicine, because, you know, medicine is also pretty fucking expensive, You can try to apply heat to the affected area, like a hot water bottle or a heating pad. There's also self-massages that you could do for your cramps. So you basically lay on your back, rub your hands together to warm them up, overlap your hands on your lower part of your belly, use your palms to massage the entire stomach area in a clockwise rotation. Continue the same movement on the other side. Let's see. Use your fingers to press your navel firmly, circulating outward from your navel. Continue in a clockwise circular motion. If you have a trigger point that needs an extra attention, go ahead and focus on that. You can also relieve the pain by doing exercise or having an orgasm. They don't say how to have the orgasm, but just so you guys know, period sex can cause an infection. So be careful, be warned. That's speaking from personal experience. So that's why I always warn my friends not to. But you can also give yourself an orgasm. So I don't know what that's trying to say. It just says orgasms. And then when it comes to just cleaning your vagina, or basically anywhere outside, just use some water. Don't use any soaps because that can go ahead and mess up your pH. And the inside part of your vagina is self-cleaning, so you don't need to even do anything there. That bitch got it handled. Yeah, that is uncontrolled women and, or uncontrolled woman. And that is how to manage your period without your usual period products.
So guys, if you don't want to buy her tampons, I'm pretty sure half of us have work shirts that are all cotton. Just give her the old work shirts. No.
Well, I mean, if you're struggling, yeah, but at least wash those work shirts, people, because Did you finish my Gatorade? Oh. But, I mean, is it really cotton, your work shirts? Oh, y'all got the good stuff. But yeah, guys, let us know if maybe you've made something like this before. Did it work for you? Did it not? Comment down below. Have you ever had to make something in a sticky situation? Bloody situation. Da-da-dun. All right. So, okay. Today is Mother's Day. So, happy belated Mother's Day to all you lovely mothers. And if you are a... How do you say this? I want to say somebody who was about to be a mother. If you... If you have a miscarriage or anything where your baby passes, they call your baby a rainbow baby. I don't know if that makes you a rainbow mommy. I'm not sure. But
I never heard about
if
that.
You did lose a child, just know today is still also about you because you did so much and you've already gone through what you've gone through and yet you're still right here. And just so you guys know, I hope you're doing good, and just know we appreciate you over here, and we see you. So, I know I said something nice right now, but I'm really about to get not nice. All right, because it's Mother's Day, though, I want to go ahead and ask this. Yeah, the moms are cool, yeah, but let's keep it hot. Sometimes our moms are really fucking wicked with us. So I want to ask, what's one, maybe if you have more, what's a time that you were scared of your mother? Whether because maybe you did something at school and they were about to call her ass. Whether maybe you fucking broke one of her favorite pans or something and you know she was going to get that ass.
If you broke a pan, goddamn, super strength.
I wanted to say a pot, but a pan came out of my mouth, but... What is a time where you knew you did something, but you were fucking scared of your mom? I asked this at work today, so I already have my answer. And my answer was any time that she asked for my phone. Because, bitch, hell no. Like, we're both about to get fucking scarred. For what? For fucking what? Just keep the peace and walk on. But when I did give her my phone, I never gave her my fucking password. So my mom has never been able to go through my fucking phone.
You know,
I'll take that motherfucker to my grave.
My mom only asked for my phone one time, and it was like during high school. and it was like at dinner. We went to go eat like at a
Not at dinner. Don't yeah, catch we went me slipping to go at dinner.
At a Chinese restaurant.
She got a good chance to. That's a good ass time to tell somebody, give me your shit.
And
at the worst times.
I literally was like, nah. And she's like, let me see your phone. And I was like, you have your phone. And she's like, yeah, but I want to see yours. And I was like, I just showed her the outside of it. I was like, there you go. You've seen it. And she's like, give me your phone. And I was like, all right, here. She's like, what's the password? And I was like, oh, I forgot it. I was like, it just works with my face. And she's like, well, put your face. And I was like, nah, I look ugly right now. It won't work. So I kept doing like random faces. And I was like, dude, like, there's no reason for you to go through my phone. Later on, I found out it was because her friend's son, like, I guess the whole football team in their grade, because they're like a year or two younger than us, were sharing like everybody's nudes of like girls in their grade. And I was like, bro, like, nah, like, I wasn't doing that dumb shit. But I was more scared of her finding out that I was smoking. Because, like, whenever I was out with my friends or anything, like, before school, there's videos of me literally taking blinkers of a pen. A pen or of, like, I have a video where I hit a blinker of two vapes, two dab pens, and I hit the blunt.
And so she's never been able to go through your phone?
No.
So is that your answer too? Because that's not fair.
No, that's not my answer. But like
that's happened to me too. Where because somebody else's kid got caught, same scenario, but with a daughter, obviously, she got caught porn and nudes, and she wanted to go ahead and check my phone because of that. And no, never gave her my shit till this day. Never gave that shit up. There's no reason why we both have to sit here and cause each other trauma. There really isn't. Like, there's already the assumption. So what, why do you, like, it's kind of weird. Why do you want to just see that I am doing it? Because it's like, bro, like, obviously people are doing it at my age, so leave me the fuck alone. But yeah, that was the time I was scared, because I was like, fuck, like, this bitch will fuck around and disconnect my phone.
Okay.
Literally. That was always a threat. Don't give me your shit. I'm going to disconnect it. I don't give a fuck. Disconnect that bitch. I still ain't giving you shit.
When you asked me that question, the first memory that I could remember was there's a picture of me in front, like, jumping on my mom's bed.
Have I ever asked this question?
No, right now that you asked it.
No, but have I on the pod?
I don't think so.
Or no, guys.
There's a picture of me jumping on my mom's bed, which was completely fine. It's whatever. And behind, she used to have, like, a curtain, kind of, like, on the wall, though. And it was white. And I remember that, like, after she put it up, she was, like, happy with it, whatever, whatever. And I don't know if it was, like, I brought in soup, like, a cup of ramen with, like, Valentina. And I guess when I brought the Valentina into the room, I spilt some on her, like, fucking thing.
On her, curtain?
Yeah, on her curtain deal. So I started freaking the fuck out. I was like, oh my god, dude. Like, I started, like, you know, any little kid just grabbing soap, start fucking wiping it and shit. And I told my brother.
Not the rub.
Yeah, and I told my brother, I was like, dude, I fucked up. And, like, me and my brother have a funny way of messing with each other to where it's like, we hype up the situation. So he was like, oh, she's gonna whoop your ass, whatever, whatever. And I guess, like, when she bought it, it was expensive as fuck. I didn't know this at the time. And she got home, and, like, as soon as she got home, I was, like, already hiding. So she was like,
that's how you know you fucked up. You can't find the kids? Those motherfuckers hiding.
Hell yeah. So she fucking instantly yelled out to my brother. He's, like, his name. He's like, hey, get your ass over here. My brother walks in there, and he's like, what's up? And she's like, did you do this? And he's like, nope, not me. Your other son did. And she yelled out my name. Dude, I was scared as fuck. I was hiding under her bed. Like, I was like, she gonna check my room? Fuck that. I'm gonna be in her room. Like, so she starts looking for me. And I get out of the fucking thing. And I was like, yeah, what happened? And she's like, I'm gonna whoop your ass. So I start fucking running around the house. I got into the, like, bathroom. Locked myself in there. And she's like, if you don't come out, that ass whoop is gonna be worse. So I was like, bro, like, I'm facing death right now. And I remember on one of those, like, I ran out and I fucking grabbed my DS and I ran right back to the bathroom. And when I did, I fucking tripped and fell. And at that point, she just started laughing. She's like, that's what you get por pendejo. And my, like, toenail had gone up. Ew. Like, yeah, like, I had cracked my toenail off.
That's nasty. We didn't need to hear that. We just said when you were scared. I'm just kidding. Okay. I don't think I've ever ran away from my mother, have I? I sure as hell have hid from the bitch, that's for sure. I've gone as far, oh my god, one time, I remember, I don't know what the fuck I did. I did it to my other sister, but I remember, this is crazy, because I just got this flashback. I remember one time, I was hiding in the back shed, and keep in mind, guys, this shed is metal. I was hiding back there, but I was hiding from an ass whipping, and it was already summer, so I was drenched in sweat, fucking scared. That this bitch was gonna whoop my ass. I was like, fuck, my mom really is gonna come get me. But I did not fucking budge. I was literally in there sweating and was like, nope, you're not finna get me. You're not finna get me. And yeah. And the only other times I've ever really been scared of hers was when she caught me smoking. Well, not like in the act, but she found my weed stuff. All right, with this dream segment, we go ahead and we talk about any dreams that we've had in the past or any dreams that we've had recently. And we're talking about the dreams that we have in our sleep, because we all know that the dreams that we have in our sleep are something that is truly, truly uncontrollable unless you truly, truly try to control them. Have you had any dreams for you to share on the podcast recently, or...
Just one.
Do you want to share it, or do you not want to?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Basically, when I was younger, I would usually go like on the plains with my grandfather, and we would usually go to Colorado, and it was like, it felt like we were going there because there was like a lot of mountains and shit, and out of nowhere, like the plane just started like going nose diving down, like straight down. And I remember that, like, at a certain point, like, they pulled up the plane, but not all the way up, like, just straight. Mm-hmm. And we went to, like, the only way I could explain it is, like, a rave tunnel. Like, there was just flashing, like, lights and shit. And then we kept going down, like, it was, like, nice, and then down again. And then it was, like, water, so it was, like, it kept kind of, like, changing. Sounds like
the Pirates of the Caribbean right over at Disney. That's exactly what it's like. It's just like a steep dive down into some water.
Really?
It's literally like it'll go straight like shoom, like just like full 90 fucking degree type shit. Just straight down.
And I remember that like towards the end of it, like we ended up hitting like what I guess my uncle's voice. Like I only heard voices. Like I was only seeing shit. And all I heard was, we're going to hit the gelatin crust. And all of a sudden, like,
ew,
the plane just smushes into, like, orange gelatin looking shit. And I woke up. But, yeah, it was, like, weird. Like, have you ever seen the movie?
It was weird.
Okay. Have you ever seen the movie, like, Traveling to the Center of the Earth? I believe that's what it's called.
Are you sure it's not the peach?
What do you mean, peach?
There's a movie where the boy, like, travels inside the peach or some shit.
No, he, like, travels into the earth. Like, that's what it felt like.
Okay. So, did you guys, like, you know...
Well, I don't know. I woke up as soon as, like, I seen the plane just start going from
in front of me. Imagine it just bounces y'all asses back out instead of you going in there just...
Da-doing. Okay.
You just fly back.
That'd be funny.
It's a fucking roundabout flight or run. Two-way flight? Roundabout. Whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
A round flight.
Sure. So that was it? Do you have another dream by chance, or are you good?
No, that was it.
All right. So I have two dreams. I'm going to save one for the next episode. But before I go ahead and say my dream, you yourself can go ahead and drop a dream in the Google form listed down below in the bio. So we can go ahead and talk about your dreams as we are ours right now. Nobody's going to know who left the dream. It's 100% anonymous submissions. So feel free to go ahead and drop a dream. Again, these are dreams that we have in our sleep. And they're dreams either that we've had in the past when we were younger, or dreams that we've had recently. And there's no judgment because, like we said, these dreams are not controlled unless you really try to control them. All right, so like I said, I have two dreams. What, pick a number, even or odds?
Odd.
Ooh, okay, so, all right, we're gonna go with, okay, this one's a little funny. So, I don't know why I had a dream of, okay, me and my homegirl were talking about these people. This is why I had a dream about them. So, basically, I had a dream of this one girl that I used to be friends with, but then I realized she was only friends with me to fuck the homies, even though she had a boyfriend. Yeah, that's right. I'm not saying her name, though, because, you know, I guess. But anyways, so you know her. She's the one over here. The one that we see at the store.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so, funny enough, guys, I don't know where she just started working at my local market. So that's weird. And then the boyfriend that she was going out with at the time, I had recently seen that fool when I want to go pick up some chicken wings. Like, this not even, this is dead ass. I want to go pick up some chicken wings, and he was the cook. So, I don't know where we're working, but we're all working together, I guess, to where they're both my fucking coworkers. And I know that in my dream, I was, like, still, like, fuck you, bitch. So, like, in the dream, I told our boss that they're fucking around and that they used to be exes, and that now that they're wasting company time fucking around. And yeah, that was
certified snitch over here.
Literally, because what the fuck? If I can't be fucking at work, nobody gonna be fucking at work.
She said, I'm fucking depressed making chicken wings at work.
Oh, my God. I wish that was in my dream, but no. He was indeed not making chicken wings. Mm-mm-mm. But, yeah, that was my dream. So, even when I'm asleep, this bitch be stirring pots.
Right.
All right. So, let's go ahead and just, we have one more freaking, what do you want to call it?
Segment.
One more segment. But before we go, let's go ahead and talk about this. Oh my goodness, guys. There's so much to go over, but we're gonna go ahead and talk about this major thing that I seen with Taylor fucking Swift. Tell me why there's an infant that was left on the floor at Taylor Swift's concert. People think that the parents were with it, but there's literally a baby. Somebody put a blanket on the floor. I'll insert the picture here. And I'll show you the picture right now.
Not the Swifties.
Yes, it was the Swifties. It was a Swiftie indeed. Let me see. But anyways, yeah, there was a baby on the floor at a Taylor Swift concert, and somebody freaking, they went ahead and took a video of it and posted it on social media, and people were obviously and rightfully freaking pissed because there was, okay, this is a Taylor Swift concert, guys. So imagine this. Imagine 45,000 people at a Taylor Swift concert. You know how crazy these fans are. And then, bam, there's a baby on the floor. Oh, but don't worry, guys. The baby had earplugs. So it was perfectly safe on the floor, surrounded by 45,000 people. Jesus, man. We get it. You love the Swift, but fuck.
That baby said, at 3 months, I was in my first Swiftie mosh pit.
Mm-hmm. And no, literally, like, was in the middle of the pit on the floor, guys. It's crazy.
Taylor, you're going to have to adopt this baby now.
Dude, it's like, there was, okay, I don't want to disrespect. I'm putting it into perspective. When Travis Scott had his concert where several people died, there was children that died or a child that died, and that child was definitely not as small as this baby. And like we said, that person sadly passed away. So it's like, honey, if a child that was already capable of walking and doing things on its own can't make it in these crowds, what the fuck makes you think that people are gonna, like, if I'm walking in a concert, I'm not going to look on the floor for a baby. I'm going to be stomping my way through the crowd.
Okay.
Like, not stomping. You know.
Big step up.
But it's still like, damn. So, guys, I just wanted to mention that so we can just go ahead and have a little what the fuck moment before I go into our final subject segment here. We can't really talk about it because, like I said, we're in a rush. So, Do you have anything to say about it, though, really quick?
I mean, to me, it's just crazy. Like, for one, there shouldn't be any reason why a baby comes to a concert at all. Like, that shouldn't even be allowed just because
even pregnant moms scare me. I think moms, yes, can have fun, but honey, like, anything can happen.
Well, I mean,
accidents happen.
For me, it's just the fact that it's like, it's too loud. You don't know if you're going to bust kids' eardrums.
The baby had protection.
Either way, like,
that was
you don't know if the baby is going to fall, if they're going to take
it. Can't fall if you're already on the floor.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, no, with other babies.
Any certain situation, like, it shouldn't be allowed for a little kid to, at least for me, to be in any sort of concert. Even like a concert like hers, that there won't be mosh pits or shit like this. It gets that crazy. But
Taylor Swift mosh pit?
Imagine all these little, like, kids or girls or whatever, like, jumping up and down. It could have landed on that little kid's body or something and killed it easily. So
be careful with your kids, guys, and please don't be like the Swiftie right here. So now let's go ahead and listen to our clips from what happens in Vegas. I'm gonna keep on the run, gonna have me some fun. It cost me my very life. You guys are gonna know each other's answers or the name of the podcast. So it's just me, you, and the listeners right now. So what's one secret you've never told your partner before?
That I looked through his phone once when he didn't know about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything juicy?
Yeah. Too much for my own. That's too good, yeah.
All right. If you look, you're looking to get hurt. That's what I've learned. You're only going to look to get hurt. So what about one embarrassing moment that you've never told him about?
I would say probably when I looked at his phone, it was embarrassing because he almost caught me. Like, he came in right as I was putting it down. It was really embarrassing.
Okay. To be fair, if he checks, does he check your phone?
I don't know. Like, if he did, like, I don't have anything to hide. Like, I
right.
just seem so disposable and available, so I wouldn't know.
Okay. All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
The first question is, what is one secret that you have kept from her so far?
One secret I've kept from her so far? Dude, that's... Oh my god, that's a tough one, man. One secret. I have to think about that one. Can I come back to that question?
Yeah. What is one embarrassing moment that you haven't told her so far?
One embarrassing moment I haven't told her so far. I would say the time where her... Dang, no. Next one.
Those are the only two questions.
I thought it was three.
No, just two questions.
Yes, sir.
You know, I don't think I can say that there was an embarrassing moment. I feel like we're both very, like, open with each other. So it's, like, never really, like, embarrassment. It's kind of just, like, I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it does.
For sure. And then a secret I kept from her. I guess it would be... not telling her that when we were in the talking stages, you know, I was also talking to, like, a few other people, but I kind of told her I wasn't, but I was.
I can't blame you. You have to have your options, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys were barely talking.
Right. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't think that's too bad.
Bad. Thank you.
Honestly, I don't really know. That's, like...
It's okay.
I mean, it's something that I'm, like, really, like... hiding from him, I guess. I don't know what to... I'm not sure, honestly.
That's completely fine. It's not bad that you're not hiding anything. What about one embarrassing moment that you don't necessarily want to share with him, whether it happened before you guys got together or maybe while you guys were together?
Embarrassing moment, like, on my part?
Yeah.
This is gonna sound so lame, but, like, honestly, I can't even really, like, think about...
Must be fucking nice not to have embarrassing shit.
Like, I feel like I'm just, like, kind of just comfortable with him, where I could just, like, do, like, stupid shit and, like, say something stupid and it's, like, not taken too serious. Like, it's just kind of, like, he's not really gonna think too much about it, I guess. I don't know.
No, that's great that you have somebody like that. It's always nice to have somebody that does that for you.
Yeah, we're just kind of comfortable.
I appreciate it.
First question is... what is one secret that y'all kept from her so far?
Bro. I think she found out every secret so far. She be going through my phone, so she finds everything. Yeah, she found out every secret. I can't even think of one, bro. No? Next question.
What is one embarrassing moment that you haven't just told her just yet?
An embarrassing moment I haven't told her?
Yeah.
Fuck, bro. We're together 24/7. So give me an idea. What's your most embarrassing moment?
So mine, I already told her because she asked me this as well. Mine was in second grade. I went to go take a piss in the urinal, okay, and I pulled on my zipper too fast and my dick was still in the way. Ooh. So it got cut on the fucking skin.
Oh, that's a good one.
So I didn't
know what to do. I was kind of thinking like embarrassing things that I've done like with her, but I'm thinking, okay, I'm gonna go back to like elementary school.
Yeah, it could be anything, just as long as she doesn't just yet know.
I feel like in first grade, I used to be one of those kids that would, like, pull their pants down all the way down to their fucking ankles and shit.
Just because of the year. I used to do that shit, like...
I stopped that shit, like, second grade.
For real?
Yeah.
I did that shit in fifth grade just to mess with people. Like, as soon as they walk in, just see my ass cheeks and shit.
Yeah. I ended up moving to different schools, so, like, nobody at my new school that I went to saw what my ass cheeks looked like. So, I was all good. It was, like, a fresh restart.
Right.
All right, those were our clips from our segment, What Happens in Vegas, a segment where we go around asking couples in Vegas what's one secret you've never told your partner before or one embarrassing moment, and we don't let them know the podcast or each other's answers. So it's just me, you, and everybody else right here. All right, let's talk about it now. The first couple with our boyfriend, he had no secret, but his embarrassing... Oh, no, he had no embarrassing moment, and his secret was... He was talking to other people and he lied about it during their talking stage.
I mean, he said that he lied to her about it later on, which is like, I mean, I don't consider it bad just because of the fact that we've had a lot of females say the same thing on the podcast, which is like, if you guys are barely getting to know each other and like not really a thing, it's not as bad, I guess. But once you get to like having that first date or shit like that, like, you want to take it more seriously.
And for the girlfriend, her secret was that she went through his phone without him knowing, and she got hurt. This girl basically told me that she knew off the mic, she basically told me, yeah, he's a hoe, but she admitted to it. She's like, he's a fucking asshole. And I'm still here. And I know that I shouldn't be, but I'm still here. And she was young. They were in, like, high school or college. And I told her, I was like, honey, trust me. We've all been there before. I'm not going to tell you that you're not stupid, but we've all been there before to where somebody makes us stupid. So it really is just that fucking hard, guys, to where you know that person's not for you, but some dumbass reason in you wants to stay. And it's okay. We've all been there. Sometimes we come around that ringer one more time. Shit. A few more times. It's just literally till you learn your lesson and learn to love yourself just that much. All right. Her embarrassing moment was that he almost caught her. Been there, done that. Next. Have you ever... I've looked at your phone when you're asleep. When you're not...
You literally looked through my phone... Friday, you were asking me whose number is this. I was like, dude, that's the old man that I work with. Like, that's the only thing I remember from that.
I don't care. And what? Anyways, guys. Damn, shut the fuck up telling people what I do and don't do. These people don't know my life. You guys really do, though. I kind of tell you a little too much. But fuck it. This is what we're here for. Couple number two with the boyfriend. The secret was that she finds out all his secrets. He ain't a good liar because this fool gets caught. His embarrassing moment, though, was he was a first grade flasher until second grade. I never really understood what gets those kids into doing that, but I for sure have dealt with a few in my day and age. Honestly, I told y'all about the guy that's butt cheeks were right next to my desk and shit, or on my desk, yeah. Dealt with that.
Honestly, I seen it from like parents, and it's the parents, because a lot of parents, instead of like them peeing on their clothes or anything, they show them to put their pants all the way down and pee, so they have that recollection of, oh, this is okay.
know, man. I like, don't know. Potty training in the middle of the class is different. But, yeah, he just, that was his embarrassing moment, that he was a first grade flasher. I don't know if anybody's going to cancel my episode because I said that, like any platform. Guys, this was a secret. This was this man's real life autobiography.
If you guys are asking, I'm not embarrassed that I used to do that in fifth grade. I only did it.
I would be.
I wasn't because.
I am that you did it.
Why?
Because I'm with you.
I mean, it was. Secondhand. It wasn't just me. It was me and two other homeboys. But it was to prove a point.
Not the homeboys. Not y'all showing each other's asses and thinking it's not sus. Anyways, the girlfriend had nothing y'all to say. Her lying ass. I bet she did. Because, girl, you found all his secrets and didn't do nothing back. Cap. You just didn't get caught because bitches are smarter. Period. Yeah, that's pretty much it. What were you saying? You were out here high-fiving butt cheeks with your friends and thinking that it was okay?
I never said I was high-fiving
butt cheeks. Clip it, chat. Clip it, chat. Clip it. Clip it.
But I was saying y'all were over here showing each other your titties and stuff, and y'all think it's fine.
Who said that?
Huh?
Who said that?
Literally, like, any of my cousins or any of my aunts will literally be like, oh, yeah, I've seen her titties before. I was like, bro, that's your sister-in-law. Like, y'all ain't even
read me the other day getting changed in front of Flower. While meantime, you guys are over here working on the car. She's over here looking at my butt cheeks.
You see what I'm saying? But y'all don't think
and twice she was over it. Here taking off her shirt. We were just in there changing and stuff.
Bruh.
Yeah. It's normal, guys. You see, but we were not here doing butt high fives. Like,
ain't
we're
nobody over here said that we did butt high fives. You're the one that said it. Personal
space, being like, okay, you're naked. I'll go ahead, turn around this way, get dressed this way, give you your space.
I mean, none of us were looking at each other's butt cheeks. We're over here peeing.
Yeah, whatever.
Now you're making me think twice about my friends. Maybe they looked at my butt cheeks. I might be too thick.
No, your butt cheeks are just too white. They're not that hard to not see.
Bruh.
So, all right, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up here.
You're telling them about my life now too much.
Your butt cheeks are white?
Mr. Anonymous has white butt cheeks, y'all.
All right, we'll just leave it on that note. So, again, do you have anything to say before we leave?
Y'all stay safe this month. Tune in next week and have a great week.
Period. Stay safe this month, next month, every month of your entire life. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening.
Nah, next month we gonna be gremlins. Next month we got a birthday coming into the podcast. We gonna be gremlins next month. Big step in next month.
Damn, I was gonna tell you guys something else too. Fuck. But yeah, we out here. And let's wrap it up here. All right. So if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, make sure to go ahead and leave a 5-star review. Leave a little comment within that review. If you're on YouTube, any other platform, literally, because we're on all the platforms, make sure you go ahead and like, comment, share, subscribe. If you're listening on whatever platform you're listening to, go down to the bio where you can find the Google form where you can go ahead and leave a dream so we could talk about it on the dream segment, or you can go ahead, ask for advice, or leave a confession yourself. All these submissions are 100% anonymous. If you guys simply go, like I said, down to the bio, you will go ahead and find everything and everything you're looking, everything and anything that you're looking for. And whether it be content, whether it be the stories, whether it be links to go ahead and find our stuff, it's all there. Simply by going to the Instagram, that's scene.vergüenza_pod, scene.vergüenza_pod. And like I said, you can go ahead and find the links to everything there. And then some. So, other than that, I wish you guys a safe, happy day, happy belated Mother's Day, and stay safe, and just know that we're here for you. Peace out, and good night. That was ugly. Bye. No tienes vergüenza, mami. Baby, quiero ser el río de tu Tokio. Chingamos en la casa de papel sin negocio.